Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
All Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black All Polled Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
A lot of folks stepping up, offering to donate hay from central eastern Oklahoma to folks in northwest Oklahoma needing it because of the wildfires. Thing is, we need some trucks to get that hay from the east and the central parts of the state of Oklahoma up to the northwest. If you can help on that, contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, 405-235-4391, and they'll be glad to coordinate that with you. Oklahoma Youth Expo underway at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. First day of showing yesterday. We've got some breed champions to talk about from the OYE and the Breeding Guild Division in a moment. Dr. Clint Rusk is head of the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University, one of those helping in the show ring in the Breeding Guild competition yesterday. Very excited of interacting with all the young people.
It's one of my favorite times of the year. And, you know, yesterday as I was getting my stuff together to come down, my wife said, "You're a lot easier to deal with on the days when you're getting ready to go to the Oklahoma Youth Expo." And that's probably true because I have been looking forward to it. And it's one of those opportunities to get to work with young people that are going to be the leaders of our country and the leaders of agriculture. That excites me. It invigorates me and makes me feel younger than I am. But I'm just always impressed with the quality of the young people that we have here in Oklahoma.
I know, you know, obviously they're handling animals. We're judging the animals, but yet these young people are truly being showcased.
Absolutely. I don't know if they realize that, but my family grew up showing livestock, and I thought we did it to promote our product because we raised registered cattle, and I realize now my mom and dad were helping us develop life skills. I didn't know what that meant at that time, but the things that these young people are doing to have to raise an animal, they're learning that animal is dependent upon them. They're learning to set their own alarm clock so when they come to college, they're used to getting up and being responsible. And I just think as we look at the students that come to school, those that have a 4-H and FFA background have really a leg up in terms of leadership development and those kinds of skills, and then the life skills that raising an animal develops, I think really pay big dividends for them.
First six champions in the Breeding Guild Division named yesterday. Champion Berkshire Breeding Guild, shown by Ty Goss from Leedy FFA. Champion Chester, Alexis Griswold from Payne County 4-H. Champion Hampshire, Gage Milder from Duke FFA. Champion Hereford Breeding Guild, Daniel Stanley from Hulbert FFA. Champion Spot, shown by Anna Frank from Covington Douglas FFA. And Champion Yorkshire, shown by Rachel Rumsey from Prague FFA. The Breeding Guild Show continues today. Our coverage from the Youth Expo 2017, powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. You've got farm news on Ron. Neighbors, let me tell you about the Apache Auction special cow sale coming Saturday, March 11th at high noon. They're going to be offering over 800 head, including 300 head from Naught Ranches, 7 to 9 year old heavy bred cows and pairs, 30 head of heavy bred first calf heifers, all bred to low birth weight bulls. Now, if you want information about all the consignments, you can call Apache at 1-888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696, or go to their website, ApacheAuction.com. And that's the latest agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.